Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you to our sponsors, the Wall Street Memes Casino, with over 5,000 custom games to choose from. Enjoy live dealers and in-play sports betting, from football to esports. Get a 200% sign-up bonus on your initial deposit up to $25,000. Use code IFLTV24. Deposit now by visiting Wall Street Memes Casino today. 18 plus only. Please gamble responsibly. This is Coogan Cassis for IFL TV. Delighted on this Monday afternoon to be joined by Connor Benn. Connor, first of all, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. How are you, bud?
I'm all good. Just see your beautiful baby girl for the first time. Tiny. Kind of forget that these children grow up very quickly. They're not like that for very long.
Yeah, no, she's perfect, mum. Yeah, she's beautiful.
So, let's jump to it. Obviously, after a quite dramatic night on Saturday night in New York with Ryan Garcia's win over Devin Haney, which we'll come to. But I was trying to kind of piece yesterday. Obviously, a lot of people had their opinions. I thought your tweet that you put out was quite kind of respectful to both parties, you know, saying it was a good performance from Garcia, and then, you know, Haney did well to climb off the canvas three times. Ryan Garcia tweeted you, let's kind of just make that clear, saying, "Let's run it in London at the O2. I will fracture you spleen and then eat it." So he meant your spleen. Shout out London. So just talk through the process of you reading that yesterday.
Well, it's just mad, isn't it? Because you congratulate someone, you know, bearing in mind when I thought Haney was quick to jump to the gun and knock me down, even though, you know, I won almost every single round. Easy work. You know, I'm not going to kick a man when he's down, do you know what I mean? So, you know, that's what that is on that. But then as for Garcia, yeah, it took me a little bit by surprise, but it's like all these Yanks want it. But then when it comes down to it, they don't really want it. You know, they'll talk and they'll talk on Twitter. Maybe it's a thing over there. I'm not too sure, but when I put a tweet out or I put something out, I mean it. No, I'm ready. I mean business. Send the contract.
Let's just kind of give people context. Obviously, this was viewed many, many times. I'm not sure everyone did see it. Your response to this was, don't be another loudmouth like Javalumpalumpa. Javalumpalumpa, okay. If you really about it, let's do it next. I will smash your teeth down your neck, you wanker. Very British ending to that, wanker. But yeah, I mean, I could just picture you kind of just sitting there and just probably just having a little moment with it and then kind of just letting it, forgetting about it and getting on with your day.
Nah, not really. I would smash his teeth down his neck. That's what I would do. So, you know, he wants to talk all this talk and I ain't about it on Twitter. I was congratulating you. Do you know what I mean? But then you want to send that back. All right, no problem. You want to send threats to me? Come, let's handle it then. No problem. Everyone wants to talk on Twitter. But when it comes down to business, nobody actually really wants it. Proven. It's not. I'm not just saying that. It's proven. You know, so if he wants it, he can get it. You know, I don't even think fracture your spleen is a thing. And he wants to eat it. I mean, no diddy. Do you know what I mean? Like, what's all that about? You know, he's just a weird kid, isn't
he? Connor, let's talk about, obviously, Saturday night. In the eyes of people, the win for Ryan Garcia was perceived as a shock. Whether everyone agrees with that or not is whatever. Mr. Waite came in heavy on Friday. How much of a factor was that extra weight, and do you think it was tactical from Team Garcia to come in that heavy all the way through?
Listen, I've seen a lot of people kick up roar about it, and he's cheating and he's this and he's that. At the end of the day, it's, you know, if he's had to kill himself to get down to that 3 pound over that he was, well then whose advantage is it, mate? You know, maybe he actually really killed himself to get down to, what was the fight, 135 or 140. So 140. Maybe he had to kill himself to get down to that, you know. So for me, it's like everyone kicking up, or every other trainer kicking up, or would have done the same if it was their fighter. Do you know what I mean? Maybe he thought he could make the weight and couldn't make the weight. You can't use that as an excuse for the loss of Haney. You know, so I think he just turned up on form and you know, really wanted to win. And that's what he done.
As addressed in your tweet, Devin Haney did have to climb up off the canvas 3 times. In a bit of a chaotic fight in parts. Parts of it were slow, parts of it were very good, and like I said, parts of it were dramatic. But, yeah, I mean, the 3 knockdowns in the first place, what did you make of them?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't expected at all, to be honest. I don't think anyone had Garcia to win that fight. Anyone that I spoke to, anyway, I was the only one that seemed to think he would win the fight. But I think Haney just needs to move up in weight. And, you know, it's been interesting to see where he goes, because, you know, most fighters don't come back from beatings like that. So let's see what he does next.
A lot was made during the last sort of 2 or 3 months since the fight was called about the way Ryan Garcia kind of was during this build-up. I suppose after the fight, according to Ryan Garcia, a lot of this was like a tactical move in order to get not just Haney into his head about kind of the mental state of Garcia, but also the public as well. So, I mean, what did you think about it beforehand? His kind of the way he was deciding to approach this fight from a build-up stance?
From what I had seen, it looked like he'd lost his head. Not that I'm one to, you know, dive into the ins and the outs of his posts or what he's doing or what he's up to. But, yeah, I mean, if that's what he wanted to do, I mean, your character can be questioned when you're carrying on like that to sell a fight, I think, in my opinion. I think there's places you go to and there's, you know, you're a role model, you're an example to the younger generation. So, for me, it is questionable. Didn't he need to do all that to win the fight? I don't think so. But, you know, if that's his, if that's what matters more to him, his reputation over the win, then or the win matters more than his reputation, then so be it. You know, I'm not one to comment.
In the build up to the fight, we heard, I don't know if you saw, some very strong comments from Devin Haney's father, Bill Haney, about wanting to see Ryan Garcia, in his words, close to death and
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hospitalizing him, etc., etc. I mean, this, for even though we're watching kind of boxing and we know what boxing is to a certain degree, would you ever understand why these comments like this are kind of made in this context? We've heard Wilder talk about putting body on a record, etc. But what's your opinion on things like that?
Yeah, I don't think there's no class in it, and it surprised me coming from Bill, to be honest, because I know he's a man of standards, class and morals. So, you know, to say to, you know, Ryan Garcia, I want to put you in hospital and, you know, near death. You remember, he has a mum and dad. He has a brother, sister. He has children, you know. So, again, I mean, it's a perfect example. Talk is cheap to try and sell a fight. But the reality is, when there are deaths, that, you know, that we're aware of, you know, you question it. And I don't think there's any room for that in the sport, but at the end of the day, it is the hurt business. And, you know, when you're going in there, I'm trying to win the fight by all means. It's either you or me. Do I want that to happen? No. So, listen, I don't know, mate, to be honest. The whole fight was a little bit bizarre in terms of the promo, in terms of Ryan's promo, Haney's promo. It was all a little bit strange.
It certainly was bizarre, not just from the fight week, but from when the fight was announced. Ryan Garcia now has put himself in a very good situation. A lot of options for him, one being that rematch with Devin Haney, or even the rematch with Tank Davis. But this has opened it up for a possibility now of you being in the mix as well. How realistic?
Listen, I'll fight anyone. Do you know what I mean? As long as the money's right, I'll fight anybody. You know, I'll go up to 160, fight anyone. If it makes business, it makes sense. Do you know what I mean? If it makes good business, it makes sense. So, for me, Ryan Garcia, Haney, Javonta, Eubank, Barrios, all of these names have been mentioned. Errol Spence, they can all get it. You know, it's all the Americans that seem to want it. Well, then let's get it on. I'll come stateside. Well, you come here. That make no difference to me.
Out of all those names, there is someone you didn't mention there, but I know you will talk about, is Matchroom's latest signing, Jaron Boots Ennis. A bit of a shock.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We heard that Matchroom had done a deal, Eddie Hearn had done a deal with Jaron Ennis, but also the possibility of you two getting on at some point just got possibly a little step easier and closer at some point.
These fights can happen. Again, that's another name that I've called for. All these fights can happen. You want to challenge yourself against the best. People who say, oh, you can't do it, you can't do this, you can't do that. You want to prove yourself against the best so we can make these fights happen. Any of these fights can happen, and it does make it a lot easier. So, you know, let's run it.
Every time we even mention Eubank, I mean, everyone's kind of stopped talking to Eddie Hearn, was always getting this question, but is he still in the plans at some point? I'm assuming still. You mentioned his name there.
You know what, it does feel like unfinished business, although I don't really want to go up to 160 or 154. I'm a 147 fighter. Like, I'm a 147. It's, you know, my last two fights have been at a heavier weight. I'm a 147 fighter, but there's only one person that I'd jump up two weights for, and that is that man. And I believe I give him a good ass beating.
Do you think at some point that is still realistic to happen at some point in your career? Obviously, he's older than you, he's a bit more advanced in kind of what stage of his career is that compared to yourself, but you still think that fight can happen?
Listen, anything can happen. It's boxing. Do you know what I mean? Who thought this fight would have been realistic in the first place 2 years ago? Do you know what I mean? Me going up to 160 to fight Eubank. You know, so anything can happen in the sport of boxing. As I said, if it makes good business, it makes sense.
And you're not giving up on the Javonta Davis situation either. We know an offer was sent. Obviously, this is a bit old news now, but the offer was sent and nothing materialised off the back of that. But there was definitely intent, we know, from yourself and your promoter, Eddie Hearn, to make that fight at that point.
We sent an offer within 24 hours. You know, so I'm about it. That's the difference. You know, I don't just talk about it. I don't just tweet about it. There's the offer sent over. Normally what you do is you send a counter offer back. No counter offer. You know, I was waiting for Uncle Al to send something over. No, but he didn't. Do you know what I mean? So, listen, all these fights I call for, all these fights I want, so whoever wants it, anyone can get it, mate.
When I saw you in Saudi Arabia for the Anthony Joshua and Ngannou fight, a lot of noise was being made there. Actually, disrupted the whole press conference, actually, you and Manny Pacquiao. You said that there was some kind of loose early talks back then. Has anything progressed from that regarding you and Manny?
I leave that all to my team, Cougs. I just let my team handle all that. And for me, I just focus on the training, getting a better fight every day, becoming a better athlete, and then I just leave it all to the team. Who, where, how much? That's it. You know, it doesn't matter who, where, or how much. How much matters. It doesn't matter who or where. You know, I'm ready to go whenever. They could offer me a date in 6 weeks, 7 weeks. I'm always hovering around 80% there anyway. You know, near the mark, ready to go as soon as the date's ready.
I do appreciate that there's probably a lot you can't talk about, but I do need to ask if there is any kind of update regarding UCAD, the board, etc., etc., currently with your situation.
That's still ongoing, you know, so I, subject to confidentiality, just left it all to the lawyers. I don't really get involved in anything. All I do is focus on the training, mate. Do you know what I mean? That's all I do, and that's all I have to do. My team allow me to just focus on the training and leave everything up to them, you know, so my head can just focus on becoming a better fighter, better athlete, and just ready to go whenever a date presents itself.
But in regards of a date, I'm assuming you just, like I said, wouldn't want to get a date penciled in as soon as you can, whether that's the middle of the year, kind of towards kind of August, September. I'm assuming you just want a date.
Soon, listen, all right, give me 6 weeks. That's it. Just give me 6 weeks. So whenever that is, I'm sure you'll know. Do you know what I mean? 6 weeks, that's all I need. No more, I don't need no 12-week camp to get rid of weight. I'm hovering around the weight anyway. 6 weeks.
Okay, well, listen, like I said, Saturday night, yes, the whole week was kind of eventful. Did you see, I've got to ask your opinion, did you see the altercation between Eddie Hearn and Henry Garcia? Everyone's seen that, haven't they? It's an absolute viral clip from the weekend, probably watched about as much as the fight was. What did you make of it? Because
just bizarre, madness. That sums up the whole fight week press tour in maybe 15 seconds.
Hearn was up for it, wasn't he?
He was on smoke. He was obviously on smoke that day. I mean, he weren't too impressed, really, with the performance. He was definitely on smoke.
It was funny because it was really high energy and Mr. Garcia was getting really animated, you know, grabbing his balls and, you know, fuck you and all this stuff. And then suddenly Eddie went, what about Boots Ennis? And he went, and he come over and kind of apologised. But it was, I mean, it was sorted out in the end, but it was quite amusing to watch, seeing Eddie in the middle of that.
No, I mean, it was bizarre. I'd love to see Eddie have a little go, to be honest. I bet he can throw his hands as well, you know.
But to be fair, he was calling him a piece of shit. And I think he didn't hear him the first time. The second time he said it, he's like, fuck you. Like,
yeah. On smoke.
On smoke. Eddie Hearn on smoke. Okay. All right, well, listen, I'll let you crack on with the rest of your day. Thank you for, a quick reaction to the weekend's fight. But the message from you is clear. If Team Garcia would entertain that fight and are serious about that, there was 0-2 London mentioned there, whatever. You're up for it, no doubt.
Yeah, send over the offer. Ready whenever. Send over the offer. I'll come stateside.
We'll see how this situation materialises. Conor Benn, have you got anything else you'd like to say, mate?
No, mate, to be honest, just a big thank you to everyone who's continued to support me and ride this way with me. So just ready to have a good back end of the year.
Thank you very much. I'll let you get back to dad duties, mate, and we'll catch up with you again as soon as you have any kind of news for us. Conor Benn, thank you very much. Thank you to our sponsors, the Wall Street Memes Casino, with over 5,000 custom games to choose from. Enjoy live dealers and in-play sports betting, from football to esports. Get a 200% sign-up bonus on your initial deposit up to $25,000. Use code IFLTV24. Deposit now by visiting Wall Street Memes Casino today. 18 plus only. Please gamble responsibly.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky?
In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.